early in my work in Indonesia, when Adi first encouraged me and the survivors first encouraged me to film the perpetrators, I found that it took nothing to get them to open up about their crimes. In fact, because of their impunity, they would boast about what they'd done. I don't think because they're really proud, but because they're desperately trying to convince themselves what they did was right by speaking about it in the heroic terms of the victor's history. And this meant was that when I encountered this boasting, I had this awful feeling that I'd wandered into Germany 40 years, 50 years after the Holocaust, only to find the Nazis still in power. If the rest of the world had celebrated the Holocaust while it was taking place, which was the situation with the Indonesian Holocaust, the Indonesian genocide. And that situation I recognized because I knew that there had been similar atrocities throughout the Cold War, supported by the West, across the global South, the developing world. I had this awful feeling that this is not this unique situation. This is not the exception to the rule. This is the rule. And this kind of impunity is actually the story of our times. And that feeling like I've been asked by the survivors and the human rights community to expose the mechanisms of fear, to expose this impunity, I felt like I was given a very important mission and I had a role to play, and I continued.
Now, people can see The Look of Silence at UK and Irish cinemas from this coming Friday, but there's actually a nationwide Q&A with Louis Theroux that's taking place on Sunday, and people can go to Home, the new place of the Corner House in central Manchester, or to Cineworld in Didsbury at Parswood, or to Bolton, the cinema at Bolton, to take part in the Q&A. And as you, as the filmmaker, who would you encourage to come and see this?
I think everybody should see the film. This is not a film for people who have a special interest in history. It's not a violent film. This is a film about what it means to be human, about what it means to have a past, and everybody will care about it. It's not a difficult film to understand. It's poetic. I hope it's beautiful, but it is above all highly dramatic because it follows Adi as he's confronting the men who killed his brother. I think it's a film for everyone.